This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Yesterday, the Obama administration lifted its ban on travelers who are HIV positive. Martin Rooney was one of those people who was refused entry into the U.S. at the Canadian border in 2007, but he crossed that border yesterday. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So tell me what it was like when you crossed the border yesterday. Any trouble?
Not any trouble. It was overwhelming. I was pulled over, and obviously because I was marked, and I had a letter with me, from an email from the White House and Homeland Security that should that happen, here was a telephone number to call. So once they saw that document or email, within 15 minutes, we were allowed to cross.
You're an advocate for the rights of those who are HIV or AIDS positive, and you yourself are HIV positive. Back in 2007, you couldn't get in the United States. What happened then?
Basically, I arrived at the border. I was denied entry because of my medical status, and that was gotten out of me by the general questions that were asked. And I was asked what I did for employment. I explained I was on disability. And when I was asked what my disability was, I said it was HIV.
So you said you're now marked. Your vehicle is marked, or your driver's license, or?
Well, I think on my personal files, I'm labeled as having HIV. I think the whole process yesterday was, in fact, to remove that.
And how was the process? Was it respectful? Was it?
Yes, it was much, much more respectful. It was less stressful. I had no doubt that I was going to be able to get across the border yesterday.
You didn't?
I did.
You had a doubt?
Oh, no. I had no doubt in the deep recess of my heart and my mind that I would be able to get across, and that in fact did happen.
So you're someone who advocates for the rights of people who do have AIDS or HIV positive, and yesterday that must have been a big step as you either drove or walked across the border into the U.S.
Well, it was nice to be able to drive again because I've been doing it for 20 years before they stopped me. I live 15 minutes from a drive-through entry point, and it was an overwhelming, a very empowering moment once I got to the other side.
You know, Martin, this seems like a story of what we considered a threat, rightly or wrongly, you know, as recently as 5 years ago, versus, you know, all these airline restrictions because of terror allegations. What we consider a threat today, a lot's changed since this ban was put into effect.
I've always referenced the fact that HIV, to pass that on has to be specific actions. It was never a threat to the public health security of the United States. I happen to feel that was a very right-wing political agenda against the HIV/AIDS community and possibly the GLBTQ community. There is no medical proof that this ever was a public health threat to the United States.
Well, welcome to the United States every time that you travel in, Martin Rooney, an advocate for people with HIV and AIDS, successfully crossed the border into the United States from British Columbia yesterday because of a change in regulations the Obama administration lifted after years, a ban on travelers who are HIV positive to the U.S. Thanks so much, Martin.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.